Maintaining a high level of home ownership has been a big priority for the last two presidents. Take a listen.
Part of economic security is owning your own home. Part of having a secure America.
This housing crisis struck right at the heart of what it means to be middle class in America, our homes. The place where we invest our nest egg, the place where we raise our family, the place where we plant roots in a community, the place where we build memories.
The place where we build memories. Presidents of both parties have long exhorted Americans to own our own homes, and toward that end, the government enacted a slew of government programs to boost levelship of home ownership. But now the U.S. Census Bureau reports that home ownership rates are a 7-year low at 66% as all housing prices continue to fall. This has politicians panicking. But my next guest says they should be celebrating. Here with perspective is Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.com and Reason TV. Nick, it's a pleasure. Welcome here. I always thought that the home value should be set by supply and demand and not by the intervention of the federal government.
Well, you've got to go back to, I think, Calvin Coolidge in order to live in your dream world where the federal government is not trying to pump up home ownership rates, Judge. It's been a very long time, and as you noted in the introduction, politicians on both sides of the aisles for a very long time have been pushing what they'd usually call an ownership society. What the reality is that up until the mid-90s, when you controlled for inflation, housing prices did not actually go up very much, and houses were not particularly good in investment. What they were was a forced savings plan, which has some value to it, but this idea that houses are where you build a nest egg and where you're going to get rich and you retire and that, it's a problem. And what the housing bubble should teach us is that government cannot create an asset class that is going to go up and up and up without it popping and then having all sorts of disastrous results, including for people who rented their whole lives.
All right. I agree with you entirely. But the fact that prices are down is not necessarily a bad thing. If housing prices are down, isn't that a good time for people to buy them? Isn't it the opportunity for people to own a home that they might otherwise not be able to afford to own? Don't these cycles sometimes help people?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason I was laughing is that when you talk to a real estate agent, the first thing they say when you say, is it a good time to buy? They always say it's a good time to buy. But in fact, it is. And, you know, the fact, when you look at the way housing prices spiked throughout the middle part of the 2000s, it priced tons of people out of the market. And what it means is we have a huge number of houses that are coming down in prices. And what that means is that regular Americans or more Americans will be able to afford them if they want to buy a house or go into a long-term mortgage to do that. That's a good thing. There's an upside to this. And the most important thing to realize is that simply because housing prices are going down or home ownership rates are going down, it doesn't mean that people are homeless. They're not going out on the streets. They're moving into rentals.
You kiddingly suggested to me that before my world of the free market would return again, we'd have to look at Calvin Coolidge. How about looking forward? Yeah. Do you think the free market will return, or is the federal government, no matter who is the president, George W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, or Jimmy Carter, or Barack Obama, is the federal government so wedded to the idea that it can manipulate and control the housing market that manipulation and control is here forever, Nicholas?
Yeah. I am worried that we will not get to the root of the problems, which are many subsidies that incentivize people, whether it's a tax policy, whether it's Fed policy to keep interest rates low, whether it's telling government-sponsored entities to buy up whatever mortgage you can on the secondary market. There's a lot of interest in keeping housing prices puffed up or making housing seemingly more affordable for people. Wow. Ironically, those are exactly the policies that in the end make it much more expensive for all of us.
Whatever happened to the free market? Gillespie, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.